Well, blessed good morning to all of you, this being our last Sunday to gather for the year. So glad to have you with us, and especially our visitors. You are welcome guests, and hope that we can get to know you a little bit better after services. This morning, we're going to talk about what I call The Great Escape. Some of you might remember this movie, The Great Escape, one of the great older movies, starring Steve McQueen and a very young James Garner, Richard Attenborough. I don't watch a whole lot of old movies, but this is one of my more favorite ones, called The Great Escape. But I'm not going to talk about a movie this morning. I just wanted to give some of the older members a chance to reminisce a little bit. We're going to talk about another great escape. One that's very, very serious. One that I believe is from Satan, that he is inflicting individuals by their choice, much like he inflicted Job to cause much harm and destroy life. We're going to talk about a great escape that is taking lives each and every day. And if it doesn't kill you, it destroys your life. We don't talk a lot about this, but we're going to talk about the great escape, about Christians and street drugs. Now, I want to be very clear here of what I'm talking about. I am not talking about if you have some type of illness, some type of disease, you go see a doctor, and a doctor writes you a prescription. And you take that prescription and you go to the pharmacy and you fill that prescription and you take that home and you start using it under direct doctor's order. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that use sometimes prescription drugs, absent of the doctor's orders or against the doctor's orders. But most of the time when we talk about street drugs, we're talking about illegal drugs, some even that might be legal but misused. And my purpose in doing this is twofold. Number one, obviously, I want to get the message out, especially to our young members, that how serious and dangerous this temptation is really is. That as they teach in school, we need to stay completely away from this and to say no to drugs. But I also want to look at it from the standpoint of giving us some knowledge, some information, that in case we do have an opportunity to be with someone, teach someone, maybe open a door to Jesus Christ that is coming from this type of background, that we may have some knowledge and know why they have started this type of addiction and what they have gone through. Because people that are addicted to drugs definitely need Jesus Christ. And most of the time, when they come to realize the problem, they've hit rock bottom. And that is the time where they will be most open to talk about what Jesus can do to heal them. People that are suffering from drug addiction do need Jesus, but they're going to need some professional help as well. It's not just the gospel that will help them. They're going to need professional help to get over this addiction. But Jesus can be a very big part of that recovery process. I think most people, probably when you think about drugs today, might be thinking of the popular TV show Breaking Bad. That seems to be one of the hit series that people have come to kind of know a little more about street drugs. A television show about a science teacher that turned into a meth drug dealer. Now, I'll tell you, I tried to get into the show. I watched a couple episodes. I didn't find it very entertaining. I didn't watch it beyond those two episodes. But many, even Christians, found this entertaining. I am told that it does not glorify drugs. In fact, there are some good messages about the destructiveness of drugs in it. But maybe, you know, people think of drugs and most of their knowledge coming from maybe this show called Breaking Bad. Now, I don't want to bombard you with too much information. I do want to give you some stats and some information so you kind of know what's going on. And these are geared right here for this year, 2018, and in Orange County. This is what's going on in our community right now as we're talking about. Most of those that are using drugs are taking methamphetamines, what we shorten down to meth. Of all those people using drugs, you can see there is 44% of them are using meth. The second most common is heroin, 20%. And the interesting thing is that in the rest of the country, the top drug is heroin. And it used to be that way in Orange County. Heroin was number one. But now, just in Orange County, Southern California, it is meth. And just a little insight as to why that is. Does anyone know where these illegal drugs are manufactured and where they come from into California? It would be Mexico. That's where most of them come from. Well, those that were selling, distributing drugs from Mexico started noticing how much of their clientele was overdosing and dying because of heroin. And being the good business people they were, they didn't want to kill off their clientele. And so they started switching to meth. And they found a way to make it more potent, but cheaper. And that's one of the things that drug users are all about, is getting the greatest high at the lowest cost. And so that's why in Orange County, meth has climbed, because it's been made more less expensive than heroin, and that's why they've been able to transfer them from heroin to meth. But heroin, you can see, is still one of the top drugs. One of the most dangerous things about the meth that's being made down in Mexico is the way that they've made it so cheap is they have bought a very cheap drug called fentanyl. Most of it comes from China. And fentanyl is so potent, you only need a little bit to possibly put you in cardiac arrest. And the thing about it is that these drug dealers mix the fentanyl with the other ingredients, but it is not an even mixture. And so when they bring the meth up, someone buying some of that meth might have no fentanyl in it. But another person might buy some from the same dealer, and most of it is that fentanyl. And this is why we're seeing so many deaths with people using meth, because they're mixing it in uneven doses, this fentanyl, into their meth. And so that's just one of the things that makes this so dangerous. I want you to notice as well, there are some legal drugs here. Alcohol is considered a drug in the statistics, because people misuse and overuse alcohol, 18%. Marijuana, now legalized in California, 13%. And then we have something we're going to talk about at the end, these opiates, which are basically painkillers. Now you'll see on this chart it's only 2%, but the amount of people starting to use and get addicted to painkillers has gone up an extraordinary amount over the last 5 years. And so this is what's going on in Orange County. To kind of put in some numbers here, Orange County drug and alcohol-related hospitalizations. You probably can't see this. Let me make it a little bit bigger. Over 5,000 people this year have been hospitalized related to substance abuse, just in Orange County. Of those 5,000,
700 have died because of that alcohol and drug use. Died in the hospital. Now that gives us a roughly about 7% of those who have gone to the hospital who have died. And we might think, well, that's a small number, 7%. But these are people that shouldn't have been in the hospital, should not have died, and they died because they chose to misuse a drug. The average hospital stay is 4.3 days in Orange County. Now, one thing you know about drug users is they don't have money. And whatever money they have goes to the drugs. But when they go to the hospital, they wrap up a hospital bill. So in 2018, the entire bill was $430 million in hospital charges. Now, who is going to pay for that? Not them. It's going to be the taxpayers are going to flip that bill. So maybe your interest level just heightened a little bit because now you see in your pocketbook you're paying to hospitalize these people who have chosen to misuse these drugs. Over here, 76% of the deaths are accidental. They're not people trying to kill themselves with drugs. It's an accidental overdose that causes the death. And then look at this. A little over 51% are related to prescription drugs. That's a number that has risen over the last few years. And finally, over 66% are related to those opioids, those painkillers that people are starting to now become addicted to. That's what's going on in our community around us. So, what are some passages? Because we know the Bible doesn't talk about drug use. And I kind of wonder about those people that say, well, if the Bible doesn't say it's that you can't do it, then you can do it. Well, what do they do with this topic? I don't know of any church that uses that type of logic that would say, yeah, drugs are okay. But that's exactly what their ideology would allow. Imagine Andrew's surprise when he contacted me yesterday, said, I want to have songs to match your sermon. I said, well, we're going to talk about drugs. So if you ever want to know the hymns that are related to drugs, there they are right there. Write those down. But I think a great passage is this one. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. One of the leading reasons young people get into drugs is they're hanging around the wrong people. There is an environment of drug use. One of the biggest dangerous things today is kids going to college and going to these, you've heard of these raves, where there's all sorts of drugs and pills that are just put into a bottle and people just take them like candy. Young college students with their whole life ahead of them dying in these rave parties. Bad company corrupts good morals. Parents know this already, but you do a great service to your children making sure that they make good friends and they hang out with the right people. And you need to be on top of that. And you need to be teaching them and encouraging them to have good friends, and one of the ways you do that is to be a good friend to others. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, the Hebrew author writes, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. I really want to emphasize in that passage this idea of sin being deceptive, being deceitful. Satan is, that's one of his main tools that he started using from the very beginning with Eve and still uses today. These ideas of drugs there's a lot of deception in them. A lot of people have been deceived by Satan and these drugs. So let's ask this question. Why? Why do people get into drugs? Why do people get addicted? Well, one of the things that we already know is that there's this idea that especially young people go to the wrong place, they go to a party, they're told, just try it. Just a little won't hurt you. That's deceptive, and that's false. A lot of these drugs, you take it one time and you can get hooked. And they know that. They're trying to develop a clientele. And that's why in our schools, over the last number of years, the teaching has been, just say no. Don't even buy into this. Don't be deceived. A little bit can kill you. But I think the number one reason people get into drugs is that people want to escape. And that's why I call this the great escape. People want to escape. Let's face it, for a lot of people, they have trouble living in this world. They look at this world and they have trouble getting up in the morning. They have trouble getting motivated. They perceive all of these problems in their world. Let's face it, a lot of people look at this world as kind of boring. We're always looking for something to do so that we don't get bored. Something that kind of makes things exciting, right? I think that's why, number one, gossip is such a popular thing. It's a little more exciting. Talk about things and about people instead of just boring old conversation. I think this is why a lot of people get addicted to electronics. Is that life is kind of boring and, well, it's kind of fun, exciting, talking to people and texting people and playing games and all of that. Our electronics can be like a drug. They can be addictive. I think some parents have the idea that as parents, it's their job to make sure their kids aren't bored. But I think sometimes we go around along the wrong way of doing that. Sometimes maybe our kids need to learn what it's like to be bored and how to get along in a boring situation. Because there's going to be times like that in this world, in this life. I really believe in the next few years you're going to see advertisements. Not for AA, but EA, Electronics Anonymous. Where people are going to have to go to get off of this addiction of electronics. And we kind of laugh at that, but I'm really serious about that. It's becoming an epidemic in our society. People have trouble living in this world. There's stress. There is depression. There is unrealistic expectations. And the thing is that people are like, I don't like to feel stressed out. I don't like to be depressed. And we've come to this idea of what? There's a pill that can fix that. A lot of times, that's what people want to do. If they're feeling down, take a pill. Unrealistic expectations. One of the things about drugs is it doesn't distinguish between rich and poor, old and young. And we might think that there's a certain population that is involved in drug use, but I want to tell you, there are those in the professional world, suit and ties and business attire, working in offices, working for very successful companies, going to work 60, 80 hours, going to college as well at the same time to keep moving up the ladder, that are on drugs because they keep feeling that I've got to meet these expectations. I've got to be successful. And there's just no way you can do all of that. On the lowest level, you see a lot of people taking these energy drinks so they can stay up all night and study. On a higher level, they're taking these street drugs to get them through. But eventually they're going to crash. Because these are unrealistic expectations. People use drugs, alcohol, marijuana, even the harder drugs to what? Escape from their problems. But here's the deception of all of this. When you come down off of that so-called escape, you still have the stress. You still have the depression. You still have the problems. But now you have this big addiction that you've just added to your life. And the thing about the addiction, a lot of people think it's all about the high, and it is. But the addiction also is caused because of when you try to stop. The withdrawals of these drugs are so terrible that people can't function in life because of all the agony that these withdrawals, and so they go right back to it. It's not just about the highs, it's about the lows. Pressure, perceived failures and shortcomings. For a lot of people, they want an escape. They don't want to feel bad or stressed out or to deal with these problems. And that's the deception of sin. That's the deception of these. It doesn't get rid of them. But maybe for a moment. With the fire department, we have a series of nurses that teach us. And I want to quote one as she was talking about to us about these street drugs. She says, people in the OC, Orange County, don't like to feel down. So they need a pill to fix that. And so you get a pill that is a stimulant. It brings you up. She also said this. People in the OC don't like to feel stressed. So they take a pill for that. To bring you down. To make you more calmer. And pretty soon, people in the OC are on this roller coaster that I'm up, but now I need a pill to go down, and now I need a pill to go up, and I need a pill to go down. And no wonder we have this epidemic where these doctors just keep filling out these refills, because the people have the money to pay for it. And she finally said, it's all about the high. The biggest high you can get for the lowest cost. It's not just a certain group, it's professionals. Maybe you saw this week. Chris Burrows, a very successful news anchor for KTLA 5. Why don't you look at him? Very professional, very successful in his business. He died this last week. He has a beautiful wife, a daughter. I think she was 9 or some. He was found this week during the holidays in a hotel room in Glendale with another man with a possible overdose. What was he doing in a hotel room in the holidays? He leaves a daughter with no father. A wife with no husband. It's sad. But I'm just assuming that he wanted to escape. He wanted to have a good time. We don't just think of people like this when we think about drug addiction. But like I said, it doesn't distinguish between professional, unprofessional, working, non-working, all of that. So why? Well, as you know, drugs are addictive. And as Christians, we don't want to get anywhere close to it. It's a dangerous, dangerous, deceptive game. Ephesians 5, verse 6 and 7. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. The Bible may not speak about drug use specifically, but like so many things that are sinful, that are destructive, it talks about it through these principles. Don't be partakers with them. Don't let bad company corrupt your good morals. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith. We really need to know that this is Satan behind all of this. This is what he wants to do to people. There is a snowball effect, as I like to call it, to drugs. It's not just about people taking drugs or recreational drugs, as sometimes the deceptive phrase is. Drugs leads to addiction. Addiction leads to poverty and loss. Right? You spend all your money because you have to have the drug. Drugs are not cheap. And so you lose your job. You lose your family. You lose your bank account. You lose your dignity. And with poverty and loss, what comes then? Well, you still have to get those drugs. So poverty leads to theft. And I can't help but think all of these packages that are being stolen, that people now, with the Ring, now you get to see who's stealing from you. You don't get to catch them, but you get to see who's stealing. I can't help but think, but some of that is people just trying to continue their drug use. Theft leads to crime and violence. Eventually, usually sooner rather than later, it leads to death. Death of young people. How many of us remember this from earlier this year? All those homeless camps by Anaheim Stadium. Some of you are probably thinking, this guy's pretty brave to ride his bike through there. People become homeless for two reasons. One, there's definitely a problem, mental illness. But number two is drug use, drug addiction. A lot of these homeless people maybe suffer for both, but a majority of them are drug addiction. This is what Satan would love to do to you and love for your life to become, living like this.
It's sad.
And it's a problem that is hard to fix, because they have to admit that there's a problem and want the help. And then number two, they have to be able to get the help. But when you think about this type of encampment, I want you to think about Satan. He's not our friend. This is what he'd like to do, just like he did to Job, destroying his life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 20, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Another deception that you hear oftentimes is, it's your own body, you can do with it what you want. But the Bible tells us the reality is no. Our bodies have been bought with a price. They are temples of God. And therefore we are to glorify God in our bodies. And that's why we as Christians don't want to get anywhere near the substance that will destroy our bodies, our life, not to mention our faith in God. Look at this proverb, Proverbs 25, verse 28. Like a city that is broken into, and a city without walls, is a man who has no control over his spirit. That's what addiction does. It takes away your control. You start worshiping the drug. You give everything that you own for the drug. You're willing to give it up. I want you to think about that. We as Christians are told to give up everything for Christ. But they give up everything to have that high that comes from that drug. So as we end this morning, let me just tell you about some of the things going on with drugs and young people. And I want to tell you, I can't get into details of this because it is just grotesque what people are doing. But young people's number one drug is alcohol, and they're becoming very creative with how they consume alcohol. Again, I can't get into the details. I can't visualize this for you. It's just terrible. But what young people are doing is they're finding alternative routes to get alcohol in the body, right? Not drinking it, but finding other ways to get alcohol in the body. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons is we still want to have fun. We still want to get drunk. But think about this. Beer has a lot of calories to it. Beer isn't very healthy. And so they have found a way to consume the alcohol to bypass the calories and the sugar ingestion and yet still get drunk. So I want you to think about these young people. They're concerned about how they look. They want to keep up their appearance. They want to keep their body nice and slim, especially the young ladies. And yet, I want to be able to party and get drunk. And so they're using this alternative route, which still gets them drunk, but I want to tell you, it brings a lot of dangers. A lot of dangers. We talked about deceptiveness. A lot of people think that marijuana, it's safe. It's a safe drug. It's a legal drug now. We've had our first marijuana overdose death in the OC this year. And even if marijuana doesn't kill you, it's deceptive to think it's not going to do something to your body, to your mind. It does. Don't be deceived. People are finding creative drugs. Remember, it's all about saving money, trying to get the greatest high with the lowest cost. People are using now Imodium AD. If you take enough Imodium, you can get a high, a buzz. But when you come off of that, you got a pretty big problem. People are using hand sanitizer because there's a big part of that is what? Alcohol, right? And so they're actually consuming hand sanitizer. Imagine what that does to your throat and your digestive system. But they're willing to take that risk because of the addiction. Bath salts. Now, I'm told that this is not your typical bath salts that you buy at Bed Bath and Beyond. These are a little more potent than that, but stuff you can get over the internet. And there's so many creative drugs that people are using. I just don't have time to go over it. It just amazes you how creative they are. But one of the big things now is fentanyl. Fentanyl is 100 times more potent than morphine. 100 times. And this is what's killing people today. When you become addicted to fentanyl, you're in big trouble. You're taking your life in your hands every single time you take it in. Hollywood has a big problem.
Doesn't want to admit it.
But it seems like every week we hear of some young celebrity dying because of a drug overdose. Many of these are that very thing that we talked about, the painkillers. Overdosing, misusing painkillers called opioids. Since 2013, the death rate for these painkillers has increased by 500%. 130 plus people die each day from opioid drug overdose. 11.5 million people misuse prescription opioids, painkillers. It's rising.
500% increase.
Hollywood likes to stand up and tell you about all these problems in society, but they're not talking about their problem. Because it's a major part of Hollywood. And all the stress, but being successful and popular and keeping up that career goes with. It's deceptive. It's destructive. And so as we close and talk about the great escape, there is a great escape that is wholesome, that is healthy, and that is Jesus. Jesus really should be the only escape that we need. Now, Jesus is an escape that will cost you your life. As Jesus said, he who saves his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will find it. But the escape of Jesus, I want to leave you with one passage, Matthew 11, 28, 29. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you escape. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." Satan does not want people to accept that invitation. Satan does not want people to come and to have that type of escape. He'd rather have them addicted to drugs, try to escape some other way. But this is the escape that what? Leads to a better life in this world and definitely the world to come. And this is the escape that we offer all today. If you need to come and get away, maybe from drugs, and we can help you do that. If you need to escape from sin, this is the way to do it. If you need to become a child of God, we have everything we need to baptize you into Christ this morning and escape the defilements of sin. If we can help you do that, won't you let it be known as together we stand and as we sing.
Live for Jesus.